you figure this is a little bit out of character for me to be coming to you with this kind of music. But I'm visiting with a gentleman who's going to tell me all about the wonderful Belgian band organ. It's called the world's largest, most musical, most beautiful merry-go-round. And it's featured at Paul Elkin's Gay 90s Village in Sikeston, Missouri. Paul Elkins, I wonder if you can tell me a little bit about this organ. Where was it made, when, and so forth?
Well, the organ was made in Belgium in 1885, shipped to America for use in a large Belgian beer garden in Detroit, Michigan, where it was used until 1990.
Not only does it sound pretty, I'm enjoying this, but it's painted up with all the beautiful colors in the world, it seems to me.
Yes, it's all hand-carved. The figures you see, all the carved border is all carved by hand.
The kind of thing, certainly, that couldn't occur today. We wouldn't have people doing this sort of thing today.
I doubt if we could find a craftsman.
Tell me, how big is the unit?
Well, the unit weighs about 3,200 pounds, and now it's 16 feet long and 8.5 feet high.
You say now?
Originally, it had a front that was over 30 feet long, but when Prohibition put the beer garden out of business, the fellow burned the sides in his fireplace because he had no place to store it.
Great. That was pretty expensive firewood, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, how did you acquire it?
We picked it up in a small Belgian beer garden in Mishawaka, Indiana.
And it was being used there?
Yes, about a third of the pipe we're playing. We bought it in October of 61, and I spent 1,540 hours rebuilding it.
I take it you are a musician and maybe an organ tuner or organ repairman.
I don't know one note of music. I have an electronic tuner, but the mechanical part I can do.
I see. Well, how about it now? You've told me that at your Gay 90s Village at Sikeston, Missouri, you have how many Nickelodeons?
Well, we have about 60. It's the largest collection in the world.
60 of them?
Yes, all rebuilt like new.
Well, now, and I also understand that you're putting out some albums on them.
Well, Audio Fidelity puts the albums out. They have 7 to date, 3 issued in the last 90 days.
I'll tell you what, we'll have to get some of those so we can play them on the air.
Be wonderful.
Good.
It's a different type of music.
Yeah. Well, a Nickelodeon, of course, was fit into an era in America, didn't it?
Well, it was a jukebox prior to 1930. Their pianos were all mechanically operated and coin-operated.
Well, the old player piano was not too far from it then, was it?
No, in the same era.
Matter of fact, let's move over here. This looks to me like the roll in a player piano, except that it's not in a roll.
Well, this is actually a jacquard card that the French were weaving cloth from the latter part of the 18th century. This is the daddy of all modern-day automation.
Uh-huh.
It's on a heavy cardboard, and the French used little wooden fingers to actually operate the looms.
In other words, they operated a loom for various weaving with the same kind of a card.
Yes, the same way they make automobile blocks today.
Well, what happens then? Do metal fingers come up through here to get the tune?
Yes, metal fingers come up and operate two little valves.
Pilot
valves open the primary valve and blows a pipe.
Well, it seemed to me that these cards would wear. What do you do? Do you have spares?
I have a friend in Europe that cuts these for me as a hobby.
Well, aren't you lucky? Tell me about this. Now, obviously, I can see that there are organ pipes, and you told me that it had organ pipes in it. But here's a drum beating the time right in front of us.
Well, it also has a bass drum that keeps time with the music. It has a snare drum, double castanets, cymbal, and a 22 xylophone bars.
Well, and it plays on some numbers, plays xylophone.
Oh, yeah, just like an orchestra.
Well, your idea then is to, with this machine, is to create or to replace a full band, is that it?
Well, that was the idea originally,
yeah.
And it put a lot of people out of work. That was the beginning of automation.
Automation, you bet. Well, I think that's quite interesting. Tell me about your place at Sikeston. You call it Gay 90 Village.
Well, we have, as you said, a museum of Nickelodeons and band organs. We have a souvenir shop and a war drum restaurant, which serves very fine food for people passing through town, plus the local people.
What route's that on if we happen to get there, any of our listeners go by there?
Well, it's on Highway 61 and 62. We're 30 miles west of Carroll, Illinois, 150 miles south of St. Louis, Missouri.
Wherever through that way, we'll make it a point to stop by.
Be glad to have you.
Thank you very much, Paul Elkins. It's been an altogether enjoyable interview, and certainly the most musical one we've had in a long while.
Thank you very much.